So how does this tie into home improvement?
Brought to you, well, I mean,
because you get your house all
America,
ready,
baby.
Get your house all in shape so you can leave and go to the game.
That's
or
right.
have a party at your house. I mean, this translates to a lot of things. Parties at home.
Feeding
the football team before the game.
And I'm thinking, use all of these tactics and techniques and tricks in preparing the ice chest for the Lake Powell houseboat trip. Right?
Yeah.
It's all the same application, right?
Sure. You're going camping.
There's your home improvement. Houseboat.
Oh, houseboat.
See?
House.
See how we just brought that right around in there?
We can always do it.
Well, when you go camping, don't you take the whole house with you?
But yes, you do, don't you?
Especially if you're glamping.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. All right, we're talking tailgating with Mrs. Allison Carpenter of Char's Kitchen. We've got some texts during the break. They want to know, where do I find that pizza oven?
You can call our store or go to my website, and we can have it drop shipped to you or have one come into the store.
And so what is the phone number?
It's 480-558-1191.
And the website?
Char's Kitchen.
C-H.
S-H. A-R-S.
That's critical.
Kitchen. Yep.
Critical.
S-H-A-R-S. Okay. Yep.
But it's a little pizza oven that connects to a propane tank. Now, in that, because I'm going to have to get one, the little propane bottles that you buy,
mm-hmm.
I mean, how many pizzas will that cook in there?
You can run that oven for several hours, and you can get an adapter to do either the little small propane, which makes it way more transportable, or you can do the large
tank.
Propane tank.
Or you could build one in with Belgard.
There you go. Tailgates
at your house.
Yeah,
there
right.
You go.
Back your truck up to there and
pretend
like you're...
For your
like
backyard,
you're,
yeah, you get the Belgard Element pizza oven set in the backyard. We put in a couple of those. They do make you pretty popular with your friends and stuff. So the art of tailgating, we've got baked potatoes in 15 minutes in a pressure cooker. Somebody emailed in or texted and said, what's a trivet?
Because
you said you put the taters on a trivet in the pressure cooker.
There's all kinds of trivets, but it's usually a little stand or something that goes in the bottom of your pan to keep the food up off the bottom. That's all it is. And a lot of times I just use a vegetable steamer.
Because you're pouring water in the pressure cooker,
uh-huh,
you're wrapping the potatoes and setting them in there, and you don't want the potatoes sitting in the water.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I mean, I do that when I bake a chicken, just so that the back of the chicken doesn't get all soggy.
Right, sure.
You know,
yeah, I pressure chicken all the time, too. I have it on a trivet.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's a trivet. What else can we find? And what about the cooking class today?
It's at 11, and we're doing recipes all surrounding peaches. Because this time of year, peaches, they're so good.
My favorite.
We're just driving through Colorado.
And
every
so
peach stand, Jennifer made me pull over.
Right. So grilled peaches.
And try that one.
So good. Yeah.
We wanted to hit, you talked about hot dogs, and we want to talk about grilling a little bit. And Allison brought this fantastic little... What do you call it?
It's called a pigtail. Let me just say.
It looks like a pigtail.
Yeah, it does. It actually looks like a ice pick, but the very end of it is curled around just like a little pigtail. That's where it gets its name. And this is our number one selling grill tool. People come into our store and they say, hey, do you have grill tools? And I'm like, here it is, you know.
And I've got like a whole drawer, but you just need this one thing.
Yeah, I don't have to have tongs or a spatula. This just, you pick up the meat, put it on your grill, and it hooks it. It's kind of cool. And so the longer version is for grilling. So that's all I have, I mean, for grill tools.
Now, there are certain rules, I guess we ought to cover that, at certain stadiums as to what you can or cannot bring. I know a lot of stadiums say no glass containers.
Yeah, that's probably true. And even camping, Ziploc bags are my favorite thing. Well, if I'm preparing something ahead, I don't want to mess with washing or dealing with all the extra cleanup. I just Ziploc it. I even put my chili in a Ziploc to transport it so that it's chilled. And when I get there, all I have to do is heat it up.
Now, how would you heat it up?
I get a pan on my gas burner. Sure, you take your little grill.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
I will teach you a trick. I'm lazier than you.
Oh, yeah?
If you take a pot of water and take your Ziploc bag, and one of the more durable Ziploc bags, the freezer bag, stick a stick through it and drop the bag in warm water and then just go away for a while. It will come back and it'll be warm, ready to eat. You don't even have a pan to clean.
Oh, there you go. Okay, but what if you're feeding a huge crowd?
Well, then you're in trouble. Yeah. That's solo camping style. So.
Oh, that's perfect. But yeah.
We bought a new oven just on a lark, and I'm curious what you might know about steam cooking.
A steam convection?
This oven does several things. It steams. What else do
you? And convection. Okay. Yeah. And bake.
Yeah.
It's about the size of a microwave. We ordered it. And the reason we ordered it is it comes with a food delivery service.
Oh, man. That sounds so great.
Pre-prepared meals, frozen. You just take the package. The oven has a Q code reader on it. It knows what the meal is. You throw it in there and put go.
And like, yeah, no preservatives. It's all fresh food. So.
Wow. Sounds like a home cook. I mean,
I like to cook,
it.
But there's just days you just don't even have time to get to the store.
So and we bought it for the office because, I mean, we have a fair number of bachelors and bachelorettes working for us. And it's just an easy way to just stay in the office and eat lunch.
Wow.
And I was just wondering, it's a Tovala?
Is it Tavolo?
Tavala?
I'm not sure. I'm not familiar with that brand. I know that Bosch and Thermador have something similar, but it's a wall unit, and it would take the place of your microwave.
Well, I heard you were maybe thinking about testing one. You'll have to come back and tell us.
Oh, for sure.
I have.
You had one downside to the oven.
Yeah, the spigot for the steam goes straight up.
Oh.
So you can't put it under your cabinet. So I wrote to them, and I said, what am I supposed to do with this? She said, put it on your counter. I said, I need my counter.
Right.
I don't want this big oven that's bigger than a microwave on my counter space.
Right.
So they're going to have to either vent it to the side or redesign. So anyway.
Wow.
Venting straight up, it hits that upper cabinet and just deteriorates the
floor. You
can't
push it
back. It's electric, right?
I mean,
it is electric.
So you're not going to that's not portable, correct?
Not without a generator.
Okay.
That's for sure. Yeah. Mm. This I ventured off the tailgating to just ask you about this oven because I was just curious.
Well, I'm thinking maybe people would like to come up with some tailgate recipes. Not everybody has that option. Those things
I want
in
the
there.
Recipe for that onion dip.
Oh, well, we will post
easy.
Those. We'll post those on our blog. But people can go take your classes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you have all kinds of topics. Every month's kind of a different theme. You can get on your mailing list and get classes. I've been a fan of Char's for years.
Sure. Next week, we're just using medjool dates in a bunch of different recipes. And then the week following, it's skillet meals. So, I mean, we do pressure canning, how to preserve your own food. There's a lot of different topics that we cover.
In a kitchen studio that can take 90 students.
Yes.
And it's attached to a kitchen accessory shop.
Pretty much everything I use in class to demo, it's available right there in our store. And you come to the class, you get a special deal on it. It's fun.
Seasoning for this chili, you have bulk available, right?
Yeah. In fact, if you want to try this seasoning, you can go on my website and get some of that too, and we'll just ship it right to you and you can try it.
It is worth a try.
For sure.
And we have a surprise at the end of October. We have pulled Rosie's mama, Baby Kay, in, and we're going to have a little cooking class, Rosie, Baby Kay, and I, at your studio.
Yes.
And so we'll be presenting some of our favorite, or Baby Kay's Cajun recipes. And she is a hoot. She is a lot of fun.
Oh, I'm
so
really excited to have her come.
Me too.
That will be awesome. I don't know that we've ever done Cajun, so that'll be exciting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I can remember the story of Mom starting the Cajun restaurant. She just was tired of eating Cajun food where people throw red pepper on something and call it Cajun. So she was out to transform the industry, and with her little restaurant here in the Valley, she did it. It's still a landmark. As a matter of fact, when I walked in the studio this morning, Tom said, hey, thanks for that recommendation on Baby K's. I took my brother there. It was fabulous. So the original Baby K will be at Char's in October, and we'll have the whole Romero family there demonstrating how to prepare some Cajun meals.
Mm-hmm.
No telling what it's going to be, but we'll figure all that out.
Right.
How
do people
probably
register?
We'll put that on our website, or you can call the store, and we'll have to, you know, have you reserve a seat. So.
Okay,
yeah.
Sometime in October, we'll be posting that
we'll
day.
Post
You've
that.
Got time to plan for it. So back to tailgating and all of the tricks and tips and tactics y'all have developed over the years for following your family around in their volleyball tournaments. What are some of the other meals you're known for?
You know, something that I've done quite a bit, actually, is in my electric pressure cooker, ahead of time, I will do, like, barbecue pulled pork. And in that electric pressure cooker, the cool thing is it's very transportable, and it stays hot. Like, if I'm an hour away from something, I can have it hot, ready to go, and those electric pressure cookers have a nice handle to carry. You don't have to worry about anything spilling out while you're transporting it. And then when I get there, I can plug it in and it's hot, ready to serve. And then, of course, if I want to do buns or homemade buns or whatever, but barbecue meat of any kind is always family favorite.
Well, this is going to really simplify. One of the things we do at the house a lot is we take our barbecue and then I take out the surface.
Right.
And I put saute pans in there.
Mm-hmm.
And we do a lot of fajitas. Well, I'll do the chicken meat here and the beef meat here.
Sure.
And then the bell peppers here and the caramelized onions there. And we just serve it out with the warm tortillas as a kind of a build your own fajita thing.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
That is a major pain in the neck.
Yeah.
Well, that and we do a breakfast dish that way too, where it's got the potatoes and onions
sure.
in one, and the eggs in the next, and bacon in the next, and yeah, it takes a week to get it cleaned back up.
It does. It does.
Sometimes it's just about getting together and spending that time in the kitchen. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
it's not about the speed; it's just about being together and gathering.
Let's see if we can bring Tom in real quick, who's calling, wants to give a tailgate tip of his own. Let's bring Tom in. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Are you a tailgate expert?
Not quite an expert, but just kind of dumb and figured this one out. But bought a power inverter from Home Depot for like $30.
Okay.
And a marine battery. And you can run 3 appliances off of it because my wife has to have margaritas. And so she runs the blender off of it. And we also have a little convection oven that we bring along because invariably somebody needs something heated up that can't be grilled. So it works out great.
All right.
And then just go home and charge the battery on the battery charger, and you're good to go for next week.
Tom, we appreciate the tip. Thanks, Amanda. We appreciate you listening, and thanks for the call. So a car
Thank
battery,
you,
an inverter, and 3 electric appliances
That's
all set up
idea.
On the back tailgate. There you go. All set up. It is Allison Carpenter of Char's Kitchen. We're going to be back with Allison in just a minute. Y'all hang on. All-American football season.
I'm surprised you can talk.
In what way?
Well, because you got a mouthful of chili.
That's good chili. Brought to us today by Mrs. Allison Carpenter from Char's Kitchen. And a secret recipe?
Yeah, we share it, though.
But not too secret. It is available for sharing.
Yes.
We are going to post that on our blog this week. Well, I'll get those recipes from Allison. There was the chili, and then what is the name of the awesome dip?
Offensive Line onion dip.
The Offensive Line onion dip, and it is delicious, and it's a cold dip.
You can serve it warm, though.
Can you?
Oh, okay. For sure. Just yep. warm it up. Put it over a potato or a hot dog or something. It's really
I would
good.
Think served over about a half of avocado would be really good.
Oh, my. Yeah. Yeah.
You dip artichokes in that. I mean, it's really good. That's a versatile meal, and that's the key to successful tailgating. Make it versatile. And make it easy to clean
keep
up.
And make it
easy.
Tasty.
Yeah, keep yeah. it easy.
Do a few yep. good things, a few tasty things. So, Allison, you teach lots of classes. What's your favorite class you teach?
You know, people ask me that all the time, and there's such a variety. But I have to say, every time I teach a bread class, that's probably so basic. And I love it. And we teach just a basic bread. I also teach a little bit of the natural yeast bread and oh, that is so popular. People are really wanting to know how to make bread the way they did 100 years ago.
I have taken your classes, and what the name of the yeast that's so great that y'all carry?
The Saf Instant Yeast. Uh-huh. We
yeah.
carry that.
It's just it doesn't even compare to those little packets you get in the grocery.
Right.
You think you are a great bread maker because
yeah.
it does such a great
sure.
job of.
But if you want a sourdough starter, which
mm-hmm.
is the natural yeast, I give that away. People just come in and bring
wow.
me a jar, and I scoop them out a big piece of it, and they, you know, take it home and
Good
take
to know.
Care of it and use it to make their bread.
Well, anybody that would bring homemade hamburger buns that includes baked in caramelized onions.
Oh yeah.
You're now on my invite list for all my tailgating parties, just so I can have a burger wrapped around that homemade bun.
Well, maybe we'll get that recipe and we'll learn how to make those too.
Yes.
So we talked about 15-minute baked potatoes. Mm-hmm. And that's in a pressure cooker on a trivet with a little water in the bottom.
Yep.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah.
You've got them wrapped. You pull them out, throw them in a little dish, and address it any way you want through your little condiment lineup.
That's a crowd pleaser. People love a potato with toppings.
Who doesn't love that? The bacon bits, the sour cream, the butter.
Yep.
And the butter.
And more butter. And, yep, a lot of butter.
All right. So you got the 15-minute baked potatoes. You also have the pizza oven. And I think this is now going to become...
Is that your new toy?
That's going to become a new toy.
You would love it, I'm telling you. I would. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, for camping, for any, it doesn't make a mess. You're not dirtying up four or five or six pots or pans to put this meal together.
Pizza's easy.
So it's a small pizza oven.
Mm-hmm. It'll do about a 12-inch pizza. And you're going to have the pizza paddle to get it in and out, but...
Propane powered?
Yeah,
propane. How much does the oven itself weigh? Is that a 15 or 20-pound item?
Oh, probably.
I mean, it's not like you're struggling with it.
It has the pizza stone in there. It's in there. So that's the weight of it.
Okay. But
yeah.
So y'all have that at the store?
Yes.
You can find it at the store, at Char's, or you can find it at the website.
Yes.
And the website?
Char's Kitchen. Easy to find. S-H-A-R-S.
With an S.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Char's Kitchen.
Miss Allison Carpenter, thanks so much for joining us this particular Saturday morning, sharing the adventure of tailgating. Now, what's your alma mater?
Where I went to high school?
I
grew up in Tucson. I went to Palo Verde, and then I went to school here in the Valley. And we're ASU people.
Okay, so you're Sun Devils.
Yes.
Okay. And I'll have to tell you, as someone from the Southeastern Conference, the Sun Devil fans have a little bit to learn about tailgating.
That's what my sons tell me.
But all things considered, really, the Sun Devils have a couple challenges in tailgating. One, it's a lot of parking lot area, so it tends to be a very warm environment.
Yes.
So you almost have to bring like giant air coolers or sideline blowers or something like that. A lot of the Southeastern Conference schools are done in like the Oak Grove and on the grass and the lawns, and it's a little bit more conducive to a picnic environment.
Try UCLA. My son told me they park on the golf course, and it's lush. And he said that's the ultimate tailgating experience.
The ultimate tailgating.
Over at UCLA, especially when they play ASU.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you joining us, folks. I want y'all to stay tuned. In the following hour, we are going to move it over to home improvement. We've got a blog out. And this particular week, we were talking about tailgating. So we had Miss Allison in today to talk about that in the 9 o'clock hour because she had a class to teach at the 11 o'clock hour, so we couldn't detain her from that. Is that class full, by the way?
It's probably not full.
Okay.
We'll probably have about 30 people there today.
So if you wanted a couple walk-ins, could people just show up?
Yeah, it's a free class.
At 11 o'clock?
At 11. Mm-hmm.
Address?
1130 North Gilbert Road. That's in Gilbert.
Yeah, easy to find. Signage is big right there on the east side of the west side of the
west
highway.
West side of the road. Yeah. Uh-huh. We're between Baseline and Guadalupe, just off the 60.
All right. Very good. Well, thanks a million for
joining us.
You're
welcome. Thanks for having me.
We did flip our hours this week, so we're going to open line hours. If you've got a home improvement question, it's 1-888-767-4348. Line up now, and we'll get right to it.